Robbie, g'day.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Robbie.
Hey.
School holidays, eh?
Yep.
How old are you, Robbie?
10 turn 11.
10 turn 11. When are you turning 11, son?
In July. Well, it is July, so...
yeah. What date in July, Robbie?
18th. Yeah.
Going to be a big boy. What class are you in?
I'm in year 5.
Year 5. So you're going into the big class next year, year 6 before high school, eh?
Yeah.
Good boy. So, Robbie, what'd you ring me for today, mate?
Maybe just about my holidays.
Well, you know what, Robbie? We love to hear about young men and young ladies and their holidays. What have you been... Whereabouts are you, firstly?
I'm in New South Wales, Sydney, Silverdale.
Silverdale?
Yeah.
Out near Wallacea?
Yeah, and near the Warragamba Dam.
Oh, I love Silverdale.
Yeah.
What did you want to tell me about what you've been doing at Silverdale?
I haven't been doing much, but I did go to the cinemas to watch Transformers Age of Extinction with my friend. And
really?
Yeah, and also today I might be going to the cinemas again and sleeping over at my friend's house.
To the cinemas?
Yeah, again.
Again?
Yeah.
Now, when you get to the cinemas, okay, do you get any of those lollies and chocolates and ice creams before you go in?
Last time we usually just go to, like, the shops and buy, like, a pack of chips and lollies.
Oh, and take them with you?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Probably more affordable too.
Yeah.
That's good. So who takes you into the cinemas? Do you get a lift in with mum and dad and then they wait for you?
My mum took me to the cinemas and she takes us to the cinemas.
Yeah.
Then she drops us off with my friend.
Yes.
And then she'll come back when it's done.
Well, that's mum's fantastic. So she goes and probably has a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and does a bit of shopping and then comes back when the picture's over and picks up Robbie and his mate.
Yeah.
And what's your mate's name you're going with today?
Damon.
Damon. And you reckon you're a chance of a sleepover at Damon's, are you?
Yes.
Oh, it's fun having sleepovers. What do you do at Damon's? Do you just hang around together and play games together?
Yeah.
Do you build forts in the bedroom with pillows and blankets and all that stuff, or is that old stuff?
No, it's not old stuff. We like to play with them.
Yeah, sometimes. I used to do that when I was your age. Yeah, build forts and pillows. Daryl Brayman's still doing it, and he's 57. But... You know, it's great fun when you go to your mate's place for a sleepover.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you go to your mate's place for a sleepover, you get away with a bit more than you do at home, you know, because you can do a few more things, you know. You know what I mean, Robbie?
Yeah.
So is Damon your best mate?
Yes. I've known him since I was in year 1.
Gee whiz, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Year 1 to year 5, crikey. And where does he live, at Silverdale too?
He lives on, Rodale Road.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I used to love going out to Warragamba Dam when I was a little boy too for picnics. We used to go out there in the picnic grounds near Warragamba Dam.
Yeah.
Have great fun out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Robbie, it's wonderful you should take all the trouble to ring me and tell me about what you're doing in your holidays. When do you go back to school, mate?
I think back on Tuesday because we have pupil free day, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, those pupil free days. We didn't have them when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
When you went, they had to be there too. It was one of those unfortunate occurrences. Well, Robbie, thank you for ringing me. I hope you have a nice time at the cinema today and I hope you get to sleep over at your best mate Damon's place as well.
Yeah.
And I'll hear from you next holiday probably, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Good on you, Robbie.
Okay, have a good day.
Hey, Robbie, thank you. You see, that's when the faith is restored in the future generations, when you get a little fella like that, so polite, so eloquent, telling me what he's doing and finishes up with, you have a good day. Lovely, lovely boy. And Robbie's parents should be very proud of him.